This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Erin O'Malley joining us in studio. And again, if you missed the announcement, yesterday, our parent company, which is Odyssey, had a reduction in forces, and you never want to see your name when it comes to a riff. And I was reading this morning when I got into work, you know, there are radio stations around the country that lost their entire staff yesterday.
Wow.
And I just, you know, we kind of knew behind the scenes that there was something coming, but I just never imagined a day where it was going to be you. I just,
thank you.
24 years on Mix, and just, I think the fact that you have shared so much of your life on the air is why, you know, we're hearing what we're hearing from people this morning. Hmm. I mean, what you went through with Jody and your son and Boston Children's Hospital was just, you know, because you were an integral part of fundraising for Boston Children's Hospital long before your son came along.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's so crazy and ironic. I swear, like, life kind of sets you up for where you're supposed to be, because I had never been a runner before, just as an example. And once I did something for the American Stroke Association. I just think that's a great organization. And I ran a half marathon and raised money for them back in, like, I want to say 2007 or six, like way long ago. And then the only other thing I had ever done was like a bucket list. I was going to run a marathon, and I ran the Disney Marathon, and I ran it for Children's, because by that time we'd done the Radiothon so many years, and I just wanted to do something nice and give back. My son, when he was born, nearly died. And he had a massive stroke during birth, and Boston Children's Hospital saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is so
that
full
morning,
circle.
You called me. I was just woken up, and you called me from the hospital. I was getting ready. I remember it. And you were like, we are moving hospitals. We are doing this. We are doing this. And it was such a scary time, but you have been so brave. Gaby was so brave.
And so brave.
Look where we are. Look at the amazing thing that place did, and look where we are. That he's a grown ass man walking down
the
hallway.
I just saw him. His surfer hair don't care.
I know, he does have the surfer hair. He's 12 now.
He's not.
12.
What's crazy though is, like, you know, I say 24 years, but you're not old. Like, you started in really young.
I was,
you
know, a fetus when they brought me in.
I was just saying, you were like two. And she's 26 now.
Oh, it just went by so fast.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amber from Great Kit.
Hey, Amber. You're on with Erin O'Malley.
Yeah, I just got done crying. You're me with too. Me every day. I listen to Carson and Kennedy, and then you come on, and every workday you're on in my Echo, and I'm so thankful for the time, and I just want you to remember that you are more than your job. Even though you've brought so much light to so many lives, you are so much more than your job. And just, you know, I know you're going to handle it with grace, but I just want to say thank you, and we all love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you. That was so kind. I so appreciate it. I so appreciate it. I think it gets blurred. The lines get blurred because, again, like I said, if you're doing radio the way that I have always felt like it should be done, you're sharing. You mm-hmm. know, you're sharing your life and you're being real. And when you do all that, it just blurs the lines a lot. But man, I don't want radio to be done for me. Like, I absolutely want to still do it in some form or fashion. And I have lots of stories to tell. Lots of stories. So many people have told me to write a book, and you know what? Now I have a little bit of time.
What? Read.
From the 617, we lose Erin, but somehow Sal isn't sacked. It's a cold, cruel world. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
I will. Sal is amazing. It was not Sal's decision, I promise you.
No,
he was broken up about it.
Yeah, he was very upset
about it. That is the sign of a good manager, yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, you're on with Aaron.
Aaron O'Malley.
Hi, Karen.
Let me just first say thank you for all your positivity. gosh, I just heard the news this morning, and I am just shocked and just crying in my kitchen. You have been such a positive influence in the Boston area, and I'm bleeping angry that this happened to you, but I know you are going to move on to the next most amazing thing. I just wanted to thank you for everything you have done for me personally, which is just to bring the positivity every day. Ah, I'm emotional.
Right,
me too, Karen. Me too.
It's okay. Well, I get it.
You're lovely.
I get it.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. You know, I've been in here for 24 years kind of talking to myself. And so it's nice to know that other people are on the other side, like actually hearing what I say. It always surprises me when I talk to somebody
weird,
and they're like,
right.
Oh, I remember when you said that. I'm like, oh, you were listening? You heard that?
Karen is gone, but we have some more calls if you want to.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Aaron's here. What's up?
Hi, Aaron. You saved me. I was listening. I was just driving and listening, and when you made your announcement, and you said, check yourself, and I did, and I found it. Oh. And it was early because of you, and that was 6 years ago this month. So I don't know how. I'm living with you because of you, but I don't know how I'm going to live without you, honestly. So
wow, thank you so much. That is
like, yeah, no, thank you.
That makes everything and all of it worth it, and I would do all of it again. And I'm so thankful that you found it and that you are thriving, my pink sister. And I wish you all of the best forever, ever, ever.
I wish you all of the best. Please stay in touch somehow with all of us because we need you.
Thank you. That is
love
the kindest thing. Love you. That's so cool.
Okay.
Oh my gosh,
Aaron,
thank you.
The people are speaking on the text line saying that you need a Feel Good Story podcast. I think it's a great idea.
I actually would love to do something like that. Maybe. I think that you're onto something.
I got all the setup at my house if you want it.
I know.
You
you're going to have
to. I never touched it.
You're going to have to show me how to do that, but yes, I would love to do that because I still want to make people smile. Yeah. I still want to find ways to do that. I think it's important. You know, it's so easy to find the bad stuff, the negative, right. All you have to do is turn on the news and there's so much division, and that's why it was so lovely to be able to share happy things, because in any newscast you watch, they'll do like a little clip it of something for 15 seconds at the end, and it's like, wow, why don't we start with that?
I know, right? Disaster, disaster. Here's a squirrel water scheme.
Yes. I mean, I want the squirrel first.
All right. I don't know how to wrap this up.
Can I?
You
I would
do whatever
like to
you
say
want.
Yeah, please. It is all yours.
24 years ago, Greg Strassel and Mark Hannon changed my life. They brought me here from Z100 in Portland, Oregon. And I will never forget Strassel calling me to talk to me about this job. And he said, is Aaron O'Malley your real name? And I said, yeah, why? And he goes, oh, they'd love you here. And I was like, oh, he goes, oh, there's lots of Irish in Boston. They'd love you here. And you know what's so great is that I love you here. Like, that changed my life forever, ever. And it has been such an honor. I used to joke around like I'd change the garbage cans just to be here. Like I loved every minute. I never, you know, I wasn't the one like negotiating for some high salary because I never got into this for radio for money. But I will say that I feel like if you follow your dream, whatever it is, maybe you feel like you're too old, whatever, just do it. Take steps to do it because you only live once and you don't want to look back and regret it. And you never know what's right around the corner. So stick with your dreams because you're the one that can make them come true. Don't listen to people that say you can't make it because I'm, you know, this 12-year-old girl in the mirror with her brush pretending to be a DJ is proof that you can. And I'm just so grateful for all the people that I've met and who have been with me through this whole time. And I just, Mike Mullaney, my brother, basically, and he drove me crazy like one, too. I love him. And, you know, Damon and all these people behind the scenes that that make this, Greg, Freddie, Andrea. I love you guys. You're my family, and you will always be my family. And I may show up at Mixed Things that says Mixed Staff, and then there'll be like a Ghostbuster sign around it. Because, you know, like, or I'll put X or something like that. But I will, you will always be my family. And I hope to be talking to you somewhere again, because I'm going to miss you. And I think the world needs some
positive.
The world
needs you. And they'll find, the place will be found for you. I firmly believe that. Or you know what? We're going to make one for you.
Thank you. But thank you. I really love you, Boston. You have been so good to me. So thank you.
Do you want to do the out? Just say goodbye? It's all yours.
No, I want you to drag me out of here kicking and screaming. That's what I want.
And there it is. That's the Erin we love.
You know what?
Now I can spicy.
Now I can call and play Can't Be Kennedy.
That's it.
Oh, I can lose like everybody else. I love you, Boston. I'm Erin O'Malley. Just about out of here. Carson and Kennedy will continue. Greg and Andrea and Freddie will continue. And you know what? You will continue. Don't give up on yourself. Believe in the positive, because I'm living proof it can happen. I really love you, Boston. Love you guys. Thank you for giving me the chance to do this. I appreciate it.
All right. It's Mix 104.1.